Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where balanced health and wellness are one. I am an author, educator, speaker, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Today we're going to talk about proactive medical care. But just for listening to this conversation and how to live a healthier and happier life, I will give you a gift at the end of the show. All right. So what is proactive medical care? Why do we need to be proactive? As a friend of mine said, if you can't afford prevention, then how will you afford disease? And that thought actually makes me think quite often, because I go, oh my, I better prevent than have to heal. So anyway, why do we need it? How do we need it? When do we need it? Where do we need it? Who needs it? Those are all questions that we can ask ourselves. I just want to touch on a few things that we have actually spoken before earlier. However, I want to go into a little bit more depth. For example, with the nutrition. Nutrition, there's a cute story, and it's true. I went when my daughter was 6 months, we moved over to the East Coast from the West Coast, and my husband, who was there already, had a turkey in the oven and veggies ready and everything else when he came to pick us up at the airport. When we made it home, he wanted to eat. And I said, honey, I need to feed our daughter first. So I took out some of the air food drawers that I had, opened it, and wanted to start feeding her. And he goes, yuck, P-U. And out of the blue, that six-month-old little one took her hand, slapped the bottle out of my hand, the container, and knocked it into the living room. Thank goodness, kitchen and living room wasn't far apart from each other. But it was so funny. From that day on, she did not eat any more baby food. She wanted the food right off the table. And so we did it. My husband gave her little nibbles of turkey and carrots and stuff, really small. He kind of took the thumbnail and just made it small for her to eat. Or when she got a little bit older, then we cut it into tiny pieces so she could take it and eat it without choking on it. And I go, my goodness, what a story. This is just so amazing how little ones can understand what we actually should teach them, what we should do. And I go, this is really too much. Anyway, so that's one story that's true that happened to me with my own daughter. And another thing is, quite often little ones don't like veggies too much or some fruits or stuff. There are fruit and vegetable gummies out there as supplements, things that do not have any chemicals in them. It's just dehydrated fruit made into gummies, and they're very healthy. Of course, you cannot give a 6 month old or an 8 month old or 10 month old a whole gummy, which is like the gummy bears, you know, the size of the gummy bears that you get in the store. It's way too big. They would choke on it. So there again, use your common sense and cut it up in teeny tiny pieces, but it will give them a little bit more fruits and veggies to eat. It will supplement what they don't eat otherwise. The news isn't that fruits and vegetables are good for you. It's that they are so good for you that they could save your life. And that was said by David Bjerkley in Time magazine, October 20, 2003. Okay, the next one is hydration. We talked about that too in earlier sessions. However, this time I want to go into a controversy of ounces needed per day. I read you should drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day, which is 64 ounces or half a gallon. That's quite a bit, and most people don't make that. Now, the latest that I read was 3 to 4 8-ounce glasses, which is 3 times 4 is 24 to 32 ounces or 36 to 48 ounces or so. But again, you need to adjust that to your activity level, where you are and what you do. If you're outside and you perspire and you actually give off water from your body, humidity, that's why you perspire, you need to replenish it and take a little bit more. So that was another point. And now we're going to go into brushing and flossing our teeth as a preventative measure or proactive health care. Let me ask you, when did you start brushing your teeth and flossing them? How often do you do it? Per week? Per day? What are the benefits of doing it besides preventing getting cavities? Yeah. So anyway, that's good. And then how can one clean or brush baby's teeth? Well, I started with my daughter at 2 or 3 months or 4 months when she had the first teeth to take a wet wash rag, and I just wiped them down a little bit. When she was a little older, she had her own toothbrush. And we let her brush it on her own. And then, of course, we brushed them afterwards to check and told her what a good job she did. And she enjoyed it because she had one toothbrush, one baby brush to suck on, chew on, just kind of play around with it. So she felt comfortable with it. And she had another one that was actually merely to clean her teeth. I took care of two handsome sweethearts, little boys, when their parents needed help. And they quite often stayed with me over the weekend. So when they got ready for bed, they always brushed their teeth. Again, I gave them tools. I mean, I gave each one a toothbrush to play with, to chew on and whatnot, so they get used to the feel. And I had an extra one to brush their teeth. And so we did that. However, one of the two really developed nasty teeth because the parents, as busy as they were, gave them bottles of milk at night in bed. And the milk has sugar in it, lactose, which is a milk sugar, and that started eating up their teeth. So one of them had to go and have all his teeth extracted before he was even in kindergarten. And I think that's a really, really sad story, because the doctor said that they had to come out or it would affect his health. Just continuing on that wavelength, I had an aunt who had a toothache. For quite some time, she went to the dentist over and over and over again. The dentist couldn't find anything wrong with her. A few short years later, she died. The autopsy showed that her death was caused by a rotten tooth that affected her heart. That's really weird. She went to the dentist, and the dentist couldn't find anything wrong. Well, let's remember, this was decades ago, and today dental care is so totally amazing. I love my dentist. I see her regularly every 6 months for cleaning and checkup, and have not had any new holes to fix over a decade. The only teeth that needed fixing over those 12 years were teeth that were fixed several decades earlier, and either the filling came out or broke off or was not good anymore. You know that things deteriorate after a while. So those got fixed. But before I actually chose my dentist, I interviewed about 50 dentists in the area. I had a questionnaire in front of me, and I asked them all the questions. And if they didn't answer the questions the way I wanted them, I said, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye. And let it be. But this dentist was totally different, and my entire family goes there, and we just love her dearly because she's very modern, very in technology, very thorough, yet very gentle. Okay, the next one is our body and our hair. Yes, we need to shower, bathe, or wash our bodies. And actually, we should do that daily, especially the face needs to be washed in the morning so we can wash off the oil that we produced overnight. And then it needs to be moisturized to keep the humidity in. And we should protect it with SPF every day, whether it's sunny or not, doesn't matter. The UVA and the UVB rays come through no matter what. And at night, we should wash it to wash off all the pollutants that sit on top of our skin, and we don't want them to go in. So we wash them off, and then we moisturize our skin to get it ready for the night so it can rejuvenate itself. So that's another one that we did. Using soap for the face is not very good because most soaps are actually exfoliants. They're very rough and they're good for the body, but the face has very tender and delicate skin. So a cleansing bar or something that's especially for the face would be better recommended. Did you know that sleep is a preventative measure for good health? All right, we have covered nutrition, hydration, brushing and flossing teeth, bathing, showering, washing our hair. We shouldn't do that daily. We should do it maybe once or twice a week so we don't activate the oil glands so the hair gets oilier and oilier. Again, you need to do it according to how you feel best about it, but those are some of the recommendations. I want to repeat that the general rules for your doctor's appointments, the regular doctor, the MD, is yearly unless otherwise advised. Dentist appointments should be biannually or every 6 months for cleaning and checkup. Eye appointments yearly or more, depending on what your doctor says. And now, as I promised at the beginning, I'm giving you a few links to check out for yourself and see what you can learn. You do not need to purchase anything. This is not the reason why I let you look at the website. It's simply to gain valuable information. The decision is yours. If you want to buy, you may. If you don't want to, don't even worry about it. Again, you do not have to. The first link is http://denisethompson.juiceplus.com. That's denisethompson.juiceplus.com. That's for the fruits and veggies and how to build a garden. The other one is thompson.enagicweb.com. So that's thompson.enagicweb.com. And just check those out and learn from them. If you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where balanced health and wellness for the entire family are one. My contact information is dythompson@micklknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. Until next week, stay empowered.